Everybody, welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rich, the professional dog walker, Stamboli.
Yeah. Come on, puppies. Puppies.
Is that your commercial?
Yeah.
You just have a Jerry Lawler?
I just yell puppies.
Yeah, that's not bad. Listen, it made a man into a phenomenal broadcaster. Guys, tremendous amount of news today to talk about. Obviously, AEW... topic of the week, topic of the month. We have Money in the Bank, Lars Sullivan, a lot of Lars Sullivan stories.
Oh boy.
And everything else that's happening. I want to talk about Bray for a little bit too, but I do want to start off. I want to go right into this.
Let's do it, baby.
Okay. I want to talk about AEW.
Let's talk about
I'm going to keep this show tight, like my skin, and sweet, like Rich.
We're not going to be talking about All Elite Wrestling. The AEW Andrew's talking about is Andrew's own promotion. Andrew's excellent wrestling.
Oh, Armenian excellent wrestling. Can I tell you, I convinced my middle brother that there was a wrestling federation called AWF, the Armenian Wrestling Federation.
Awesome.
And I made up characters for every WWE wrestler, but in a Armenian version of them, like The Undertaker, but instead he's Paul Bearer.
Okay.
He's just like a short Armenian guy with long hair, receding hairline.
Vartan versus Artem.
And he was so high when I was telling him this. He was so stoned. He sat there so intrigued about the whole thing. He believed all of it. And I gave him storylines and everything. So we're talking about the real AEW today, not my imaginary one. AEW TV deal is finished. Yeah. They have officially been announced yesterday afternoon that prior to the upfronts that they are going to be on TNT.
Beautiful.
Starting this fall.
So good.
I believe I had an estimated start date. I'm going to look at my calendar because I put it in. Don't hold me to this, okay?
Okay.
It was October 2nd. I was told that a long time ago.
Okay, yeah, you were.
It's not going to be the 9th. I'll tell you that because that is a holiday.
Right, Columbus Day, right?
It's Yom Kippur.
Okay.
So you have to, especially in major markets, Columbus Day is the following week, so they could do the Tuesday. Same day. it matters in major markets, guys. I know that in the Midwest, maybe you wouldn't, but I was told that we are looking at a October 2nd start date.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Again, not sure how true, but this is what I'm going based on.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Was it a big shocker to you that they were going to be on TNT? I feel like the writing was on the wall since day one.
I think for us, it wasn't.
Okay.
Because we literally were told this.
Right.
So I can't. Well, you know what? I just tell you, how did you react when we first heard?
That's awesome.
I said, wow, that's really, really awesome. But if you think about it, there aren't too many other places that they could go in order to be a major competitor.
Right.
I'm going to talk about the other places. I have it all in the notes. But October 2nd, potential start date. It could be later. It could be earlier. That's what I was told a while ago. I haven't heard anything regarding that beyond this. I literally had to do notes because there's so much. Here's what it looks like. They're going to be on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Tuesday is a great day because there's going to be 2 million people, essentially, right, that no longer are going to be able to watch wrestling on a day that they're conditioned to watch wrestling.
Right.
What is happening outside?
I think that guy is moving a bunch of stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah. Of course. So, do you think like that, Rich? Do you say, okay, it's Tuesday, there's no wrestling, I want to watch wrestling? Would that impact you on a Tuesday versus a Wednesday?
Yeah, I feel like, all right, so this is a smart move if they throw it on a Tuesday, right?
Well, they can't because there's the NBA. So what are you going to, you're going to preempt it?
No.
Every single week?
Wednesday?
You do it a Wednesday.
Wednesday makes sense.
You're not getting preempted.
Right.
8 to 10, live every week.
A Wednesday makes sense because in the middle of the week, because Monday you'll have Raw, Wednesday you'll have AEW, and then Friday you'll have SmackDown, right?
Yes.
So I think that makes sense. I also, like, did you look at the press conference yesterday?
Yes.
Really well done.
Yeah.
All the TNT stuff was really well done, and a lot of celebrities came out of the woodwork.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Effing
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is all in.
Yeah.
So this is how it looks like it's going to be. Since the NBA is committed, they're committed to the NBA from November to June. I believe the smart bet would be to put them on Wednesday.
Okay.
8 to 10, live every week. They are going to be touring. So much like how Raw is. Mm-hmm. This is where yesterday I, on the MattMen account, I literally, as I was being told this, I tweeted this.
Yeah.
And it got picked up. Dave Bixenspan did a whole thing about, he was very complimentary about us and how legitimate we are, which, so big ups to Dave.
Thank you.
This is from what we know.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, it's not a traditional rev rights deal, right? I'm sorry. A revenue, my brain has depleted of everything at this point.
You'll get there.
A rights fee.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's no traditional rights fee in the sense of how WWE gets, you know, $400 million over 4 years,
right.
$100 million a year, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not structured like that.
It's
so,
not like the USA deal that they have.
It's not like the USA deal. What it is that TNT will be paying for the production costs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I think we knew this a while ago, that this was playing in the game. During contract negotiations, everything is thrown at the wall.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say, like, this is a solid thing until it actually happens. TNT will be paying the production costs. That is estimated to be anywhere from $20 to $40 million.
Right.
Early on, I was, this is from a TV side, not nothing to do with wrestling. Mm-hmm. I was told by my friend on TV that we're looking at about a $60 million deal. Kind of makes sense. $20 to $40 million plus a very complicated formula, which a lot of people have referred to it as a complicated formula to the rev split for advertisers.
Yeah.
This could potentially be a $100 million a year income company.
Pretty cool stuff.
Could be.
Yeah.
If I were to make a smart bet, I would say they would do $20 million in revenue nicely. You're looking at a $60 million a year income coming in on that $100 million potentially that was put into the company.
Yeah.
I think they're okay with this. The rev split was encouraged because apparently AEW came to the table with an advertiser that there is some crossover there between other Turner properties and this possible advertiser. Mm-hmm. So that was what kind of was like, okay, this rev split is not a bad idea.
No, not at all.
But, and I'm going to, this is the careful thing. And Dave also reported this today. So knowing that Dave is also validating this, and I'm positive that we don't have the same source for any of this.
Right.
He said that the way that the rev split is set up, that there will be guaranteed income of X amount.
Okay.
I'm willing to bet that that is what was given on the table. They were like, listen, the downside, you will make this much.
Okay.
The upside is whatever, we could do better. Yeah. So there is money. It's not a traditional, like, well, if you don't make money, you don't make money. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah,
there
is
money to be made. They are going to make money. The production cost is significant for this company because this is where TNA, this is where a lot of companies get into trouble. But like Ring of Honor, for example, has the opposite problem. They have no budget for production.
Right.
And it took them forever to upgrade their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you got to kind of say like, okay, well, now you're getting hot and your product doesn't look that great. Eh, you do that. TNA has a tremendous look, but they ran out of money. So they had to downsize their production. Mm-hmm. Having that bill of, I believe, $400,000 a week for production. Again, I'm throwing a number out there.
Right.
I'm not saying that this is it. Like WWE estimated does about a half a million per show.
Right.
In production costs. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot. Well, so it's a big show.
It's quite possible that AEW doesn't need that. They don't need to spend that much. And so this is just an estimate out there, right? If they're doing $200,000 a month, a week on TV.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There's your money, you know, or whatever. So
it's a very interesting deal.
Very interesting deal. It's a very strong TV deal.
Yeah.
The runner up that was very aggressively pursuing them was Showtime.
I find that fascinating.
Very fascinating.
Very fascinating.
There was a lot of money that was offered from Showtime, but they were not interested in a weekly TV show.
Plus, it's on a premium channel.
And it's on a premium channel, so your reach is less. But they did not want, they wanted like something similar to Strikeforce.
Also, not the best premium channel.
Showtime?
Yeah. Showtime's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Well, they're all, you know, they all want sports. That's what they all want. I don't know. I think Showtime would have been if there was no TNT in mm-hmm. play, if we had never heard of TNT, I think we would be praising if they got Showtime.
That would be...
It's a cool deal. It's a cool, yeah, it's a cool offer.
Deal. It's a cool deal. HBO would have been better. Imagine that. I feel like if HBO made the offer, oh my God.
Imagine a Game of Thrones crossover.
Ooh.
Donnie.
Jon Snow versus Kenny Omega. Yeah,
I want to see Jon Snow versus Kenny Omega. Donnie. Imagine dragons lighting up the elite sign and everything. So this is where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of questions about this.
Yeah.
So couple things. I'm piecing together messages that I've seen over the last 2 days. Some of the stuff I don't know. Like one question was, has there ever been a wrestling company to get their production paid for? Yes, in like the studio days, right? Like Memphis and like stuff like that. You did have TV paid for, right. But it was a minute budget. It was just like put a ring in the soundstage.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a TV like put a ring on the soundstage.
Yeah.
All right. So essentially, like just to work it through for everybody, and this is I'm trying to piece this together in as many layman's terms as possible. The wrestlers will not be paid by TNT. The wrestlers will be paid by Tony Khan.
Yes. By the way, Tim Anger, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
You guys are elite. And his mug is out today. He's getting a mug.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So the wrestlers are not being paid by TNT.
No. Is not off the table.
Right.
For
an extraneous deal. For example, if TNT wanted Kenny Omega to do a quick commercial, they'd have to pay him to do that.
No, I'm going the opposite way. I'm trying to phrase this on how it was said. If, for example, I'm not saying this is the exact words, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say John Cena says F you to WWE, and there is an opportunity for him to be picked up by AEW.
Uh-huh.
Just crazy scenario. Turner would be open. Let me just say Warner Media Group would be open to supplementing his salary or picking him up.
Okay.
Very much like what they had done with Hogan and them with, you know, maybe a crossover show.
Like, here's the big money for this guy.
If The Rock says, screw you,
and
now wants a show on TNT, which he has done shows like, didn't he have a show on TNT?
He has a lot of stuff everywhere.
And they're trying to get like a Game of Thrones type show with a big budget that has money with The Rock as the star.
Yeah, I mean, it needs a lot of explosions.
They may be willing to pay for him to be in it. You know what I mean? It's stuff,
absolutely.
It's open, okay. But they currently have nothing to do with the wrestlers. They're not right. Paying. That is not part of the production.
Complete cost. separate entities. They have the full roster. They're all getting paid, and then now this is the TV deal, completely separate.
Also,
good investment by Turner too.
Very. Also, when we're talking $20 to $40 million,
yeah,
This is my opinion right now. I don't believe it's like a, hey, your production, here is a check for $40 million.
Right.
I believe it is the equivalent of, because Turner Sports will play a major hand in this, in the production of the show.
Right.
That came about from the beginning. I believe it was early on that they wanted Turner to pick up.
Right.
And I'm going to call it Turner for the lack of a better term here, okay? Because they've changed thousands of names.
Right.
Turner Sports. They wanted the network to pick up the production costs. And when the network looked into it, they were not as aware as they should have been that All In was not produced by them.
Right.
So that kind of changed the leverage a little bit in the negotiation.
Uh-huh. This is so fascinating, too, because now I got a question for you.
Yes.
Who's taking care of the arena booking?
AEW.
Okay.
They will be touring. They're going to be touring. Right. I'm not sure how they're going to do house shows versus doing tape TV. I don't think I would not have done live TV every week. I would have done something very similar to how WWE used to do, where 1 week on, 1 week off.
Really?
I would have done that to cut back on costs.
Interesting. I think we need live TV at this point. It's the more sporting aspect.
It is. I don't know if it would be detriment to the business.
Okay.
It wouldn't be to the detriment of you know, growth. Mm-hmm. I think in the beginning they could cut costs that way. The other question, you gave a great example.
Yeah.
Who's booking the building? Where are they going? Yeah, what exactly. buildings are available?
Yeah.
Do they start off booking, you know, Staples Center?
Right. There are lots. That's the thing, too. Like, there are tons of arenas and spaces across the country. For example, who's to say that they couldn't book Citi Field or a Yankee Stadium?
They could.
And they, you know, they already did the Garden.
Well,
Ring of Honor did.
Ring of Honor did. The Garden is open, and that is a big thing for them to do. They do want to book the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an automatic sellout. You know, you're talking about, okay, so you're going to do Chicago. Yeah. That'll sell out. You're going to do Philly. You're going to do, and I'm saying sell out over 10,000.
Florida.
Right? You got the big buildings.
Yeah.
Now, you got to fill 52 weeks of big buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to fill 52 weeks of big buildings. I think they need to look at about 5,000 seat buildings.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't too many of those left that could facilitate TV.
Or also, they could do an impact thing and have like the elite zone.
I asked
mm-hmm.
And I was told a hard no.
Really?
Yeah.
That they wouldn't have like a specific building.
A specific building.
Interesting.
They do not want to do that. They specifically want to be a touring brand.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was from a wrestling side. That wasn't from a network side. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else I
mean,
have here.
Listen, WCW did it, right? They toured.
WCW toured. Yeah. And they did it great. It just, you know, it's not an easy task, mm-hmm. like to say, like, okay, well, we're gonna go on tour.
Yeah.
Now we got to buy everybody's flight. You kind of have to have that experience in order to do that. It's not.
Well, I do think Tony Khan has that experience
with the teams. Yes.
Right.
I'm not concerned with this. I'm mm-hmm. not concerned with their management. They have very smart people.
Right.
I was also told that their negotiations were done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
It was like a Mexican standoff, right? Just like they're just pointing guns at each other.
They're just pointing guns at each other.
That's how business is done, by the way. I don't know if you realize that. On the higher end, it's a shootout.
It's a shootout, yeah.
It's a physical, legitimate shootout.
Do you have any questions? That's a good way to start this. Do you have any questions?
No, I mean, like, I look at it from a wrestling podcaster's perspective. We have all the information and it's cool, you know, like I don't think we really have to get into the minutiae of like corporate meetings, but as a fan, I think it's unbelievable. I'm really looking forward to this. And I also think like, and I giggle to myself, like there's two things. Like last week we talked about fans' toxicity, you know, and like what I really liked was a lot of people after the announcement yesterday were like, oh yeah, pretty good for a t-shirt company.
You know, that whole t-shirt company thing is, you know how much shit I got last week from my criticism of the fans?
No.
I'm going to show you an email. I got a scathing email, and I responded
really?
To it. Yeah, but the thing problem was...
Can I
it was,
see it?
Yeah, it's very long. And I have to tell you, I sent them a very nice email. I thought his points were great.
Yeah. Can I read it on the air? Is it fan fiction?
It's impossible to read.
Oh, really?
It's so long.
Oh, is it like gibberish?
Oh,
my God.
Here it is, okay? It actually makes sense, but he was very upset.
Oh, my God.
He was very upset that we are criticizing the fans.
Hey, buddy, if you're watching, that is a long email.
Very long email. But I responded to him.
Yeah.
He had a lot of good points, but I agreed with almost every one of his points.
Yeah.
And I believe he took from the tone
that
we are very pro-WWE mm-hmm. and very anti-everything else, and we don't cover anything other than WWE. I don't know why.
Get a life.
He got that.
Yeah.
And I responded to him.
Because somebody sent him a sound clip and dubbed your voice.
Somebody sent him a sound clip and dubbed my voice. Yeah, that's exactly
what
it is.
Listen, we're not coming down on people who like WWE, and it's fine to criticize.
And we're not coming down on people that have actual criticism. But when I see a pile of meh
when
to
when
everything that's happened.
When it's toxic and... I think the thing that gets me is like when people say they should, you know, and I do think like, hey, listen, if that was the case, you should write this. You should be in charge. What happened in your career where you're being an armchair quarterback?
Listen, it's easy to do.
People took a dump on that last episode of Game of Thrones, like big time. I thought it was an awesome episode personally, but I'm like, yo, how could you call this meh? How could you meh that? You know, like you go write for HBO.
I think it's multiple things, right? Yeah. It's the pile, the dog pile.
Mm-hmm.
You may like something, but other people don't. So now you're not gonna
you're not allowed to like anything anymore.
And don't poo poo on my yums.
Don't yuck my yum.
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
Don't yuck my yum.
Don't shit on my food.
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Don't shit on my
food,
bro.
To kind of go into, and guys, if you have questions, save them.
Yeah.
And post it. If you're watching this live on any of the other providers, go to our YouTube page. We're live on YouTube. YouTube.com/MattManPodcast. What happened?
I can't believe that long email.
Very long. And I gave him a very long and detailed response.
You should have
written. Very diplomatically. It was a very nice email. I saw.
You should have written him back. New podcast. Who dis?
Who dis? go to our YouTube. YouTube.com/MattManPodcast. Where we have a live chat there. About 54 people there. Hanging out. Talking to us. We're going to be answering your questions. Also, if you are watching, you could fund us. Super chat. Hit the super chat button and fund us there. And also on Patreon. Patreon.com/MattManPodcast. You can fund us there as little as $1 per episode. And it pays the bills.
Oh, one thing. The point I was trying to make is, as a fan, I'm like so excited about this. But also, I'm giggling internally. What if it just looks like shit?
Oh, what if it looks like crap? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're all excited and it's just really bad.
Like, it's all like purple and green. You're like, it's all boy, green. What happened? You know?
Yeah.
Turner, the guys up in Turner says you all got to wear lucha masks.
Everybody's got to wear a lucha mask. Can we just play the WCW theme song over and over again? You like that video that I made,
it was,
huh?
It was pretty good. I liked it, yeah.
Let's go down the list here. What else do we have? Let's see. Okay, so talking about production, the only other company that has gotten paid production was during a Territory Days. Studio Wrestling wasn't that much to expend, so that was easy. I believe Spike assisted on the production cost for a couple shows.
Ooh, okay.
I believe that is to be true. I could be wrong. I don't know. That's from what I remember.
What if the production value looks just like Memphis, where it's like you'll just see cables and cameras,
cables and cameras everywhere?
I wouldn't mind that. Actually, I kind of like
you
that.
Know. No matter how good it is, people are gonna hate it. No matter how bad it is, people are gonna love
that
it.
That is 100% true, Andrew. You nailed it.
Yeah,
that was a good statement.
Yeah,
don't shit on my food.
Don't shit on my food. The plan right now is to be a traveling brand. Like I said, I don't know how big of a building they're gonna be looking at. I think there's limitations with the 4,000 to 5,000. Seat buildings, which they could sell out very easily, but they're going to have to drape for a while. Canadian TV is almost done, by the way. I was told that their deal is almost finished in Canada. That should be announced in a couple of weeks.
Cool.
So, expectation. Okay, yeah. What do you expect this show to do?
What do you mean? I expect it to entertain me.
Viewership.
All right.
2 hours on a Wednesday in the fall.
I think what it really comes down to, honestly, if they started getting out ads during the NBA Finals, like which started yesterday, that would be completely amazing.
Say that again.
If they had ads running through the NBA Finals, which started yesterday, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Towards the end of the finals, like towards the end of the finals.
Yeah.
I think that would be unbelievable if you're watching basketball and then all of a sudden you see like an AEW commercial.
It's gonna happen.
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega's gonna be at a Lakers game.
Kenny Omega played video games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaq is gonna show up on AEW. You're gonna have a lot of these crossovers. It's gonna happen. But what do you think the viewership will be? Let me present this way.
Okay.
What do you think the expectation is?
I don't know. I can't quantify it because again, the AEW demographic is the demographic that escaped WWE, right? Am I wrong in saying
that? The AEW demographic is a demographic that escaped WWE.
For example, like the 5 to 10 market, right?
Okay.
Because like 5-year-olds and to 10 love Roman Reigns. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not a younger audience.
Right,
yes.
It's an older, quote-unquote, smarter audience.
18 to 34, way stronger 18 to 34 than assumed. We don't know yet.
Right.
Right, because they don't have to, assumed.
So it skews to that level. I don't know, man. Like, I do think their first few episodes, they're probably going to do better than the recent Raws.
Impossible.
You don't think so?
I think that would be... If they do
$2 million.
I will get naked on my YouTube channel and get banned from everything.
You have another YouTube channel?
On this YouTube channel.
Really? Okay. If that happens, I want
you. I do have a personal YouTube. I will get banned on everything.
If that happens, I don't want you to get naked, but I don't think you should wear pants and underwear. And at some point during a show, you just stand up.
You're very hopeful.
I am very hopeful.
I'm looking at more like 500,000 viewers.
Okay.
And I think that's a positive.
Yeah.
You know, we have to quantify pro wrestling viewership.
Yeah.
P1 versus P2.
Again, with the P1, P2
versus P3. it's a big... I think we need to look at it like... We need to understand how people view product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? How many people know about this right now? How many people...
That is true.
Right now, that are pro wrestling fans or not... Know about AEW starting in the fall.
Us and 55 people in the chat room.
You think a million people? Maybe a million people?
I think so. I mean, like...
Maybe 2 million?
It's hard. You know, it's really hard to quantify. I'll give you a good example. You know French Workshop?
Yes.
Right. Down yeah. This beautiful place?
Yeah.
One day, I walked in there...
Kenny Omega's playing a video game.
No. I walked in there, and I wasn't wearing a wrestling shirt. And I was wearing, like, a band shirt. And the young woman behind the counter was like, hey, that's a cool shirt, blah, 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 blah. Do you know about this, this, and this? And I said, yeah. And then I forgot how she got on the subject. I didn't mention anything. I didn't mention the podcast. I didn't mention anything.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to this. Me and my boyfriend are going to this signing. I was like, who? And she was like, I don't know if you ever heard of the Young Bucks. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I know who you're talking about. Glasses.
There's glasses. Yeah. So she was just like going off about wrestling. I was like, oh, yeah, I actually just came from hosting the thing, the podcast. I know who the Young Bucks are. And then she was like, oh, me and my boyfriend do this and we have friends. And so I'm like, okay, this is a person, this is a young woman who works in a bakery.
That's talking about AEW.
That I did not expect to, you know, so I think there's a lot of hidden stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, realistically, I would say anything over 500,000 is a positive. I think that's the expectation right now from Turner, knowing the landscape of TV.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to be closer to 1 million than a 500,000. Did you see my math that I did on our YouTube channel comparing Spike TV numbers versus WWE numbers?
No, like I said, I've been very out of it since my wife's graduating, so it's a lot of concentration is going to that.
So I compared the best episode, the highest rated episode of TNA versus Raw on that same day. That would have been the Hogan episode.
With Bully?
No, Hogan debuting.
Okay.
When they went head-to-head. They did about 2.2 million views.
How phoned in was all of his Impact appearances?
Oh, my God. You know what sucked the energy out of that?
Mm.
Do you remember that day when he debuted?
Yes.
You know what sucked the energy out?
Mm.
That Impact Zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, it's your big break. This is, and you're in the Impact Zone?
Yeah.
You couldn't book another building?
The Impact Zone looks like it smelled.
Like gym mats.
Yeah. It just looked like very musky.
Like gym mats. And that ridiculous ring.
The six-sided ring?
The 18-sided ring.
I never mind
Hogan's
that.
Like a giant in there, and Nash is a giant in there.
All giants.
Hate that ring.
Mm-hmm.
Hated it. So that showed the 2.2 million. Raw did 5.6 million.
What year was that?
2008?
Okay.
11? 10?
Sure.
I can't remember. I tweeted. It was a year. It was about 39%, 30-something percent of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the numbers throughout that battle.
Yeah.
And they were doing in the million, you know, 1.8 million, 1.6 million. It was always around 30-something percent.
Okay.
So if we take the current WWE numbers and we just do a flat comparison, right? We take the numbers and we just subtract 30-something percent.
Mm-hmm.
We're left anywhere between 800 to 900,000 people that would potentially tune in to AEW.
Right.
That first episode may do 750,000 people, and I would say that is a tremendous success if that is what they do.
Right.
I think anything over 500,000 is successful. and they'll do well. We can't look at ratings like AEW didn't break a million people. Tell me another show that breaks a million people.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones breaks 18 million last week.
Yeah.
Tremendous. But I'm saying, like, you know, a network TV show.
Sports.
Any kind of sports. do you know what Big Bang Theory does?
I don't care about Big Bang Theory.
I don't either.
Tell me.
Astounding.
Can I curse?
No.
Can you beat me?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It does like 16, 17, 18 million views.
I know. Sad.
It's old grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just old grandmas.
These old grandmas.
Who are these people watching Big Bang Theory live?
Yeah.
Live. There so, I think right now we're in a moment where it's very exciting. What's next? We got the TV announcement. BR Live will be carrying, by the way. This is also part of it, and I'll talk about this. I put this in the notes at the end, I believe. So, BR Live is getting an overhaul.
Yes.
Over the next couple of months, and AEW will be featured heavily. The show will also be on the TNT app after each show.
Cool.
So you do need a cable service to watch it, or you know, there's going to be ways.
Yeah.
Part of this also has to do with Warner Media launching a streaming service in 2020.
Ooh, so
they're going to be heavily featuring AEW with that also.
Good.
So right now, it kind of looks like TNT's like Warner's like, listen, we want to get this digital stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys would be really into it because you do so well with Being the Elite and all the other digital stuff that you do. I anticipate them also doing like a Clash of Champions type deal.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know what's going to be great?
Mm.
In 16 years from now when
WWE buys them?
When Triple H shows up at AEW and he's like, I did it.
Yeah.
60-something-year-old Triple H.
Do you want to talk about Hunter for a little bit? He's very upset.
There's a lot of... There's a big rumor, I don't know, I guess rumor and like hearsay, but like there's a big vault of stuff that came out recently where a bunch of different people backstage are airing their grievances. And one of the things was that apparently Triple H, Hunter Hoist Hemsley is miserable backstage.
How could he not be? Come on. How could he not
Especially,
be?
Well, I can see.
He knows. He's a smart man.
I don't believe a lot of stuff. But whatever. When it's true, that's cool. But I can see it in the regard, because one of the things was, especially when it comes to NXT talents being misused. And I'm like, yo, I could totally see that, you know, because that's his baby. Those are his guys.
Did you see this?
Hang on. Is this another email?
No. Did you see this? That is the best.
Oh, boy.
That is hysterical.
I think like him not being able to nurture his NXT guys on WWE television the way he wants is upsetting, right? Like, so who, apart from Seth, right? Because Seth, I feel like, was like his first real like, yo, this is my guy.
Yeah.
You know? But then you have KO and Sammy, who can adapt to any situation just because those guys are used to the grind, right? Ricochet's one dude where he's like, I feel like Ricochet is this close to just like, you know.
He's losing to Elias. He's, you know,
They did that weird thing where they heat him up and then cool him off. I think he's cooling off right now. You know, I hate to say it, but I think he is. Alistair, I think they want to keep him as an attraction. Would you consider, you wouldn't consider Bray Wyatt like an NXT guy, right?
No, he's FCW.
Yeah.
He's part of. What do you think of Bray?
I love it.
Okay.
I think it's so bonkers.
Bonkers is it?
Yeah.
I have watched that video 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Tom Savini mask.
It is a Tom Savini mask. Yeah. But he's not going to wrestle in that.
I think he's going to take it off, I think. But like,
yeah, he's not wrestling. But I would love him to have like a weird mask.
Yeah.
I fear he's just going to feud with Balor.
That's okay.
And maybe Balor loses the first time as the demon.
Oh, the demon loses to the...
Whatever the hell that is.
To Kizarni?
Yeah, the new Kizarni.
I thought it was awesome. That was probably the highlight of Raw. I didn't really watch Raw because I have a weird thing where like I don't like watching the taped shows.
Ah, okay.
You know, where I'm like, because nothing really happens.
You know what was interesting? The viewership was up, but the interaction was plummeted.
Yeah.
It was so down on all of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yowie, wowie.
Yowie, wowie.
I love that that's his catchphrase. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? They went to him. And they're like, listen, so we have this idea. You're going to do like this kids show, and you're like really deranged, and you're going to go yowie wowie. And he has to take that, and he's like, what
the? That was one of the, that whole vault of rumors that come out, that was one of the blurbs. That whole thing is him. It's all him.
Because
he's a genius.
You know what? You want to talk about a guy that could adapt? Uh-huh. Yeah, he has not had the career. I'm playing with this thing.
What are you doing?
Playing with metal.
Yeah.
He has not had the greatest run, but a man that could adapt to anything,
he's had a pretty good run.
Husky Harris, man.
Yeah. Listen, he was WWE champion. He fought on a pile of worms against Randy Orton.
On a pile of worms.
He had that program at Randy Orton also before, which was pretty good. The whole Wyatt family thing's awesome. Turning Daniel Bryan, kidnapping Roman Reigns' daughter. The feud he had with Dean was great. The feud he had with John Cena was pretty good. But then, like, that's when he cooled off and he disappeared. And I think, like, he's had a pretty good run. He'll probably have a better run after this. But does he come back on Raw? Does he go to SmackDown? Because they're airing them both, right?
I don't know. I'm curious to see where he goes. I think he'll show up on the pay-per-view.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
He's going
to
be...
There is a pay-per-view this Sunday, which we'll talk about. And Daniel Bryan's on the pre-show. Just a little note from The Observer.
Yeah.
The Observer. Triple H will never say anything publicly. Those close to the situation are saying that he's extremely frustrated at how things have been going on the main roster. One person noted that the big problem isn't Vince not being open to suggestions, but they believe he's far too open to suggestions these days.
Oh, wow.
And it ends up watering down all the original visions and storylines. We're told that there have been too much input from too many people from the team who haven't figured out that when you change something in a story, it has a ripple effect in the aspect of the entire story. I guess that's true. Do you want to talk about Laura Sullivan really quickly? I actually want your opinion on this, okay?
Okay.
Little disclaimer.
Sure.
There is not 1 ounce of us defending what Lars has said in this discussion.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm gonna start off by saying that because I don't want people to start nitpicking at things.
Yeah.
I'm not defending him. In any way. He said some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah.
Really wonky stuff.
Here's my take.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not defending him. But listen.
Knowing what you know.
Knowing what I know.
$100,000 fine 7 years after the fact of him saying stuff. When he wasn't even anywhere near the company.
Don't say dumb shit on the internet, because when you get famous, some dope is going to go back to all the stuff that you used to say and put it in an easy to read pamphlet. And everybody's going to be like, he did what?
Yeah.
You know,
but you know, Johnny Gargano has a tweet that went out
that check out my dick.
he pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
From like. 9 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, just curious. Nobody sent that to an advertiser.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, if it is true and if it is him, I'm just disclaiming. But...
Can you do that?
Yeah. I think that's perfect. There you go. Sorry, guys. I know that annoys a lot of you, but sometimes we need a sidebar.
We need private time.
We need sidebar.
That camera.
So he went on a bodybuilding website, which is a troll. A lot of trolls are on that site.
Yeah,
it's known to be a toxic site.
Yeah.
He started doing this when he was 18 years old and he continued to like 23, 24, 25, whatever, something around those lines. He was nowhere near the company. He was not in the company.
He was just a guy.
He was just a S-head teenager.
Yeah.
Okay? With, if you read it, you could tell that he has a tremendous amount of insecurities.
Yeah.
And bottled up confusion with his feelings.
You know what it is? Like, it's also, like, again, not defending him because it was just a dumb thing and people say dumb shit all the time and you shouldn't say dumb shit. Like, we'd be sitting at a bar sometimes and then, you know, we're very happy and we're very jovial And people always come up to us and they want to talk to us. The one guy followed us around a little bit not too long ago.
Yeah,
it was a little
guy
weird.
Did follow us.
You know, some people turn around and then in the middle of a conversation, they'll be like, and you know what I don't like?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like X, Y, and Z. I don't like that. I don't like this. I think this guy's this. I think these people are this. And they're like, yo, I didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
You know, don't say dumb shit. That's it.
My problem is not him being, you know, he apologized and apparently he's been very apologetic.
To every,
apparently he
apologized to every single person in the locker room.
I do find it hysterical on so many levels that the New Day have become the Al Sharpton of the WWE, where when you say something racist, you have to go and apologize to them. I think that that's like, first of all, I find that absurd that they're like,
it's a good reference.
He's like, listen, bro, I made a couple of racist comments. I'm just apologizing to you, so we're okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I find that kind of like humorous in a weird way. Listen, he was apologetic. I don't think people change their beliefs. You know,
sure.
I think people get smarter with what they say, but it's very difficult to change your beliefs if that is truly what you believe.
I hope
that he doesn't really truly believe that. I hope that he is a confused young man at the time.
Right.
But for the company to find him $100,000 on something that they knew about this. They knew about this a while ago. They knew about this when he was in NXT. This came out. The WWE, apparently, did what they did. I don't know if they punished them or they had a talk with them or they did whatever.
$100,000 fine.
But it went away. People on the internet contacted the advertisers because they've realized that this is how you punish people.
Right.
They did the same thing with the Moolah thing, right?
Mae Young?
The Moolah Battle Royal.
Was it Moolah or was it Mae Young?
No, it was Moolah.
Okay.
They got them to change the name and they contacted the advertisers because Moolah was terrible to women and had like essentially enslaved these people.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So Green Lives Matter said that Lars did not apologize to him.
He even apologized to me.
There you go.
Also, part of the fine is that he can't be The Rock's cousin.
He cannot be The Rock's cousin ever again. So this is where the issue lies. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and I have a theory to this. It's not about Lars, and I'm going to get to my theory.
Okay, shoot.
You have now punished somebody, an employer. Actually, he's not even an employee. He's an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
You have punished somebody for what they did 7 years ago, way before they were even in your company.
Right.
On stuff that they did on the internet, after they have shown remorse. Okay, you know what? A $100,000 fine is a tremendous amount of money for him.
Yeah.
He made about that last year. He made about $100,000 last year. This is not a it's very harsh.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista was fined $100,000 for bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
But he was making millions at that point.
Yeah.
He was making millions.
I want to say it wasn't I think it was less than that.
It was $100,000.
Yeah.
100%. Steve Austin was fined $250,000 when he walked out.
Right.
Out of his multi-million dollar contract.
Right.
So it is a steep punishment. I'm curious if there's more something else happened and they're like, you know, Vince is like, F you, I'm going to fine you. The other thing that I think this has a lot to do with is the XFL and their morality clause they want to put in.
So
Vince had initially said that his company, he doesn't want criminals and he doesn't want all this stuff, right? He doesn't because he that was a nice shot at the NFL.
Right, the
NFL is allowing people, domestic abuse people you know. And he doesn't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is an example of, look, the wrestling is not out of it either. If you're a racist or you do things that break our morality clause, we're going to fine you.
Right.
So let's look at every other WWE employee and what they have said and what they have done publicly.
Shawn Michaels.
Let's look at that. It's absurd. Listen, punish him. But... And you could do that in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
This is more than just punishing Lars. This is more of a political move to set the tone for the XFL. This is my opinion. Nobody told me this. But listen, he's an idiot. He's a dopey guy.
Right.
I've never written anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
Publicly.
You just text that stuff to
me. Text it to Rich. The most absurd things.
I'm like, please stop.
But I don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's not in my mind, but I was never maybe a disturbed 18 to 25 year old.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what these people think, but this also shows accountability.
Yeah.
Be accountable, act like a human being on the internet, like you would act in real life. And then maybe things like this won't happen. So I'm kind of lost on this a little bit as to punishing him now for something 7 years ago, a company punishing you for, you know, for something you did. Great example.
Yeah.
Let's go back to when you were 18.
Yeah.
What if I robbed a car? What if I stole a car?
Okay.
What if I said some heinous stuff on an Xbox Live,
and it comes back? Yeah.
Should I be punished in my 30s for something I did when I was 18?
First of all, the Xbox Live stuff, every one of those kids should be fine.
All of them should be fine. Everyone. You know, there's a lot here to talk about. Whatever. You know,
yeah.
I hope he gets past this. I hope he's changed as a person. I hope those aren't his beliefs.
Yeah,
I believe that people can change, but they truly don't. Maybe he believes it all. Maybe he's just gonna lose his mind one day on the mic.
Squirt Circle Psychobabble had an interesting point on the YouTube chat. Can Vince find himself when he dropped the N-bomb?
Well, he didn't drop the N-bomb. It was written for him.
Okay, okay.
It's a role. It's a TV show.
So weird.
You know, it's like punishing an actor. Yeah.
People want this guy to get fired too.
People do. I don't. Listen, I'm not for firing anybody.
Yeah.
For something that they did 7 years ago.
Right. Right.
You know, I always tell people to reflect back as to who they were when they were 18, and then look at it, and then you would say, "My God," you would cringe. You would say, "Don't yuck my yum.
Don't shit on my food.
Don't shit on my food."
I do think I think that's very interesting too. The perception is 100% is reality, right?
Yeah. But the XFL is my theory. Do you think that that's
it? Listen, I like that. I think that's great. I think that's a really solid theory. Did you come up with that by yourself?
I did.
Nice.
You know where I came
up with it? Good job, Major.
I partook a little.
Uh-huh.
And then I stayed on the floor staring at the ceiling. And that's all I could think of.
Nice.
Yeah. That's how I come up. I'm like a ward like that.
Uh-huh.
Unlike Bran when he goes away.
Uh-huh.
That's how I go away.
Okay, I have to go now.
I have to go now.
Shin, good point. It sucks, but there's people who don't care about how people have changed. They just want to persecute for the people for the past.
Listen, great, summed it up.
Perception is a lot of reality, and especially because I think when something like this drops, people automatically think he's backstage just like hate mongering.
I do. He now has to walk around with that. With that, you know, knowing that people know all this stuff about him,
yeah.
That's a burden. That's a heavy burden to carry. Also, so listen, I hope he's changed in mind.
Well, also, I feel like there's a ball breaking element also probably in the locker room. So who knows, man? People might just go around and be like, "All right, hey, stupid, you're going on TV later."
Yeah, you know what? That's a good punishment.
Yeah. Just till for a certain extended time, people are just like,
just hey, stupid.
Hey, dumb dumb.
Hey, dumb dumb.
Let's go out there and have a match. All right. You know.
What else? Oh, Money in the Bank. You want to go through the card?
Let's.
This is what you're great at.
What happened?
You're great at going through the card.
Yeah.
You're my favorite person to go through the card with.
I'm great at going through the card. I'm pretty good at playing cards.
I try to go through the card with my wife, and she wants no part in it.
I'm like, hey, did you hear Daniel Bryan's on the pre-show?
This morning I told my wife, oh shit, Daniel Radcliffe took a picture with AEW, and then she goes, I don't care. She cut off my sentence very hard. I don't care. Okay, Money in the Bank is happening this Sunday night.
Yeah.
And also the finale of Game of Thrones is happening this Sunday night.
So this is a great, are you going to watch Money in the Bank live?
I'm probably going to watch
until Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and then go back.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So there's 11 matches on the card right here. The pre-show, Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus the Usos. They should come out of Greek guys.
Called
the Usos.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked nobody's thought of that. I would love to see two Greek guys, really Greek, ethnically Greek.
Oh yeah!
On the face of the Usos, and they're called the Usos with two bottles of Uso in their hand.
Somebody, there might be that tag team on the Indies at this point.
The Usos, there has to be.
Like if we
do have the Greek god Papadon, we have that.
That's true. We could pass for Greeks, and we could, if we were smart enough to have a tag team, Capital Wrestling, we could be the Usos.
We could, you know what, Matt Ryan, book it. We'll be the Usos.
But all we do is we set up a table in the middle of the ring, and we pour ourselves some coffee and just smoke cigarettes.
And then the thing, what is this thing that they do? You know what I'm talking about?
The thing,
this thing, yeah.
We get a couple of frappes.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what that is. All right,
and they pick their teeth.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of picking at the teeth,
and then they go. What's the Greek word for cheers?
Yasu.
Yeah, that's it. We say Yasu a bunch.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel Bryan and Roman versus the Usos, Jimmy and Jay. I think Daniel Bryan and Roman retain. I need them to have I'd like them to have a nice run with those belts.
Did you see the promo?
Promo fantastic.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire that promo.
Yeah. Who do you have taking it?
I would say that they would win. Okay. I would say that they would win.
Tony Nese versus Arya Daivari for the Cruiser Champ.
Okay.
Did you even know that Tony Nese was the Cruiserweight
Champ? Yes, I did. I did, and I forgot all about it. They need to get rid of that show.
Is Tony Nese really Frank from...
It is Frank, right? Dude, doesn't he look like Frank? Dude. He really... We have a friend... And he looks just like Tony Nese. And yeah. I just see his face and I think of Frank. And to Secret the point Frank. That Jess goes, oh my God, that guy looks like Frank.
Yeah. Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio.
Okay, maybe Rey wins this.
I think Joe retains. Well, you know what? I think Rey wins with help from Dominic. And then the match ends with Joe ripping Dominic in half.
The title's not on the line. I forgot.
It is. It said right here.
It says it?
Singles match for you, United States Championship.
Oh, okay.
Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Championship. I don't know. I do think one of the shows needs a heel champion.
One of the shows needs a heel champion. Okay, so we have...
I think this is when Kofi drops it.
Kofi drops it
to Kevin Owens with help from Sammy.
That might be soon. Is that too soon?
No, there's no such thing as too soon because look at how TV scripted at this point. You know, just got to get it out there. Got to get it out there. Got
to
get it out.
I want Bill Goldberg to be. I do want Goldberg to beat Kofi just so I can see people get very upset.
Well, he will be taking on The Undertaker in Saudi Arabia. That must be a dream match for that prince.
You think the prince booked it?
Yeah, I think the prince booked it.
He's like, okay, so I want to have Kofi Kingston lose to everyone, and then I want Undertaker to lose to Goldberg.
Yeah.
I'm a big Goldberg. He doesn't know that he's Jewish, though.
Oh, no.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Imagine.
What do you think that's?
Well, because they...
Like
well,
fucking propaganda piece. I'm not even going to go into
it. What was the thing with Sammy? Because he was Syrian?
Because he's Syrian, yeah.
Right, and they wouldn't.
And they're having a feud. They did not want him there because he is from Syria.
Do you think that would affect the Goldberg thing?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
I thought he's just gold.
Right, yeah, like you know, like an iceberg,
like an iceberg,
Goldberg.
Yeah,
ooh, that's a good question.
That is a great question. Listen,
then the Undertaker converts, and he's like, "I'm Jewish,"
and then that's how the show ends.
He does this thing.
He does that. That's how the show ends. I would love that as the finish. Love that.
That's good. I just made myself laugh. Good morning. I think KO is going to take it.
You think KO's beating him?
I think KO wins.
I think he retains.
I think KO wins, and then Kofi beats him in Saudi Arabia.
Title switch.
Miz versus Shane in a steel cage match. I'm kind of looking forward to this.
So they've told a story that nobody could run away. Nobody's running away from anybody.
So good.
So they put him on the cage. Now you're going to... I don't know. I'm tired of that whole thing. I know that they're trying to push Shane.
This is a very Warner Brothers cartoon-esque feud. And I really like it because all they do is chase each other. And they're like, I'm behind you, but I'm behind you. You know? Yeah.
Where's the anvil? Somebody's gonna drop an anvil, and
yeah, and I do want Shane to keep making references to Mrs. Dad as like a potato person.
You know, I laughed out loud at that potato comments. I don't know why. I find it hysterical.
Anytime
it sucks, but I find it hysterical.
Anytime somebody says, "Hey, your face looks like a baked potato," I'm gonna laugh. You know, Give me a good potato joke. I'll laugh.
Yeah, give me. Always. Always I'll laugh at a good potato joke.
It looks like
joke.
A potato.
By the way, get your questions ready. We're going to do our mailbag right after this.
This guy looks like Patrick from SpongeBob. You know, like that's great stuff. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair in a singles match for the WWE Women's blah, 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 blah.
I think it's too soon for that.
Well, Becky's doing double duty.
Yes.
Right? So I think Becky retains. What about you?
Well, let me see. Let me look at how the placement is of this card.
Mm.
She is, yeah, and then Lacey Evans. So what match goes first? Is it Lacey or is it, you know?
Lacey versus Becky headlines Money in the Bank.
I think, you know what? She beats, mm-hmm. she beats Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte costs her the title to Lacey.
Blech.
To Lacey.
To blah.
And Lacey becomes Raw Women's Champion.
Ooh, that'd be great. I'm cool with Lacey Evans. I like her.
People are going to hate it, but I'm okay with that.
I like her a lot. I like the punch. I like the pinup stuff.
That's the only, I mean, she's not great.
She's gigantic.
I feel like there's so much more they could do with her.
Yes.
I'm just waiting to see how this plays out.
I'm cool with that. Roman versus Elias in a Who Cares match.
That is a really, it is a Who Cares match, right? Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've seen that like a billion times, too.
There are 11 matches on this card.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
This is like a big, apart from the ladder matches, I feel like this is just like a big Raw. Natalia, this is the Women's Money in the Bank for the championship contract.
Yeah. You got Natty, you got Dana Brooke, Naomi, Alexa,
Bailey,
Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, and Carmella.
I honestly wouldn't mind seeing Carmella win again. Bring back Ellsworth for like for like what? 2 seconds.
Yeah, give it. You can't. He sends dinky photos.
Oh,
to
that's right.
Teenage girls.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Creepy man.
Dinky.
Ember Moon should win.
I saw a guy playing a trumpet by himself in his car yesterday.
That is a weird thing.
Ember Moon.
I'm okay with Ember Moon.
I feel like it's gonna be. It's not gonna be Natalia.
Maybe Alexa. They've been really.
I thought
her.
Alexa was pulled from this match.
Is she?
I'm not. I feel like she was.
Maybe. I don't know.
Men's Money in the Bank for World Championship match contract. Sami Zayn versus Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre versus Baron Corbin versus Ali versus Finn Balor versus Andrade versus Orton. Honestly, I'm going with Andrade.
Who do you want and who do you think? I want Andrade. They're very high on him.
I think it's going to be Andrade. Who do I want? Finn or Sammy? But I'm leaning towards Sammy. I'd love it if Sammy got that briefcase and then cashed it in on either Kofi or Kevin Owens, like same night cash in. You know, that would be really cool. So you think Andrade?
I think Andrade.
Okay.
Hold on. No, I don't think Andrade. I think Orton, but I want Andrade. I know.
Orton.
I'm going safe WWE booking.
Okay. Seth Rollins versus, do you think Ricochet has any chance of getting this? Who? And also, we talk about this every year. Who would look okay with the briefcase? Finn would look okay with it. It would fit Andrade.
Andrade would do well, yeah.
Ricochet is a no-no. Sammy would be funny because he can come out skanking with it and like throw it down the ramp. Drew, I feel like it would just... I feel like it doesn't fit, you know. Baron Corbin had it already, and Ali, I don't think it would fit either with like his Sub-Zero outfit. Anyway, Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles singles match for the Universal Championship. Honestly, it would be cool if we saw an upset.
I think it would be cool to see an upset. Does
AJ win?
Does the club play a part in this?
That would be interesting too.
But you got to turn him heel.
They are nowhere to be seen.
They showed up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then AJ said, maybe I'll show up on SmackDown with my friends.
And nobody showed up.
And nobody showed up. His friends didn't show up.
I don't know, man. I think those guys are going to AEW.
And that's going to be...
Or Japan.
That's good. They haven't signed a contract, so we'll see what happens. But I'm excited for that match.
Mm-hmm. I think AJ... I feel like AJ's in-ring career has another maybe 5 years left, right?
It's 41. I think three.
Right. And I do think that he's been such a great asset to the company since he debuted. Why not throw this guy tons of accolades and have him be Universal Champ, you know?
Yeah. I'm all for it. I'm all for him having that title. Do you take it off of Seth? Do you have Seth look strong? Do you have AJ look strong? You know, right now, that is a... I think it's wrong to do this match now.
Why?
I feel like AJ could have done a couple more things. Like, this really seems like they just put all these matches together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio match could have been something way bigger. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is Kofi doesn't have any opponents.
Right.
He doesn't, you never built a program for him. It wasn't built for him to be in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that you put him in there, you really have never done a program. Like, you don't have anyone that he feuds with.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan was not expected to be here. He was supposed to be in the main event. It was supposed to be Kofi and him as a rematch. You're not getting that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a weird Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio match. You're not getting Daniel Bryan and
Kofi.
Miz, Kevin Owens was originally supposed to be in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is a little wonky here.
I also don't want to see Drew McIntyre climb a ladder.
And then I don't want to see Drew McIntyre climb a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Roman Reigns and Elias in like a dead spot.
Yeah.
In an 11-match show, mm-hmm. where do they fall that people are going to give a little bit of a crap for?
That's true. That's tough, man. I don't know. Like,
it's really tough. Do you remember when Roman came back, we said,
yeah,
it's going to be almost impossible for them to screw him up.
Mm-hmm.
And what have they done?
Do you think they screwed him up?
I think that they're on the path.
Here's an interesting thing. I do feel like I don't think Randy and or Ricochet are going to win, only because I feel like one of the spots that they're probably setting up is a giant Ricochet, Randy Orton, RKO.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they're
off
out
the ladder,
right? Like Ricochet does like a 7200 spin, and then Randy Orton climbs up the ladder.
How does he do it?
I want Ricochet to get to the top of the ladder. He does like an insane like 900 like Tony Hawk spin.
Yeah, okay.
Randy Orton climbs the ladder, steps on Sami Zayn's head to jump. And RKO's Ricochet.
Imagine he just grabs him for the RKO, but they never go down. They just keep spinning up.
He RKO's Ricochet, and then somehow he RKOs himself.
Just out of the
match. Cool. The ultimate RKO.
Question time.
Okay.
Is that it? That was it, right? We got it all?
Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans.
We did that one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Right, guys,
goodbye.
Question time. Let's do our mailbag. If you have a question regarding anything we discuss, including mm-hmm. AEW, we will attempt our best to answer truthfully in the old American way.
Somebody gave us a thumbs down. I want to know who that person was.
Thumbs down. Everybody give us a thumbs up as well.
I want to know who wrote that email.
You got very upset. All right. So first question. So do you think Sinclair buying Fox Sports Regional Network, that there's a benefit for ROH? Well, ROH, they bought the Tennis Channel, and they were going to rebrand it like mm-hmm. the American Sports Network or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the speculation was that they would get put on there, and they didn't.
Right.
Then Sinclair bought Tribune, correct?
Yes.
And they were going to get WPIX here in New York, which is a tremendous market to be in. Local channel in New York. That's what you want. Didn't happen. They have not pulled the trigger on putting them anywhere other than their syndicated channels.
Yeah.
They are doing about 300 to 400,000 people, estimated.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know because there's no way to categorize, you know.
Right, right.
You know, when you're like in Splatoon, Washington, and they got syndication there.
Splatoon, Washington.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's a place. I don't know. It's very difficult. But I think for Ring of Honor, they do need a national presence.
Yeah.
And Sinclair's not going to allow their content to go somewhere else. So you're kind of stuck on Sinclair products.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really have a national, you know, a large national reach. If they do FS, Fox Sports Regional,
uh-huh.
they could potentially be in a tremendous amount of market.
You're so well informed.
Am I?
Yeah. I got it.
Because you know why? I'm really into ratings and TV and numbers.
I know.
I'm really, yeah. like, that's like the marketing side.
That's
of me. I know this stuff.
That's your, that's your shit, man.
That's my shit. It's so boring yeah. to everybody else except for me.
What do you guys think about the Leo Rush Heat?
You know what's funny? This guy was like from the beginning.
This guy.
he was set from the beginning. Like he made that comment about who was it? Emma.
Emma getting fired and then saying like she wasn't ready for Asuka.
She was. Yeah. So I don't know. I think he went in there and people were kind of not happy about him.
Yeah.
And then he. That was it.
Like, they were just like, "You're done."
Yeah. But, you know, he did make that whole thing about how he has no money.
Yeah.
You're on the main... I don't know how much money he has. Mm. I don't know what his spending habits are. I know nothing about his situation and his contract.
Well, TJP also was asked that question not too long ago in an interview. And because he's done with the company. And he was like, we probably made around the same amount of money. He's like, but I bought a house. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and he was just like, they take care of a lot of stuff for you. Like, you're just spending your money too much, you know? Flossin. Do you think from Mike Sparano, did I say that right? Do you think if NXT has a money in the bank match, would it steal the show? Absolutely.
If they had a money in a bank, would it steal the show?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah. Just who would you throw in there? Gargano?
I would put Gargano, mm-hmm. Matt Riddle.
Kushida. Oh boy. Cassius Ohno?
I would put Ohno.
Cassio.
How many do we get? Five,
that's,
six?
That's four so far.
How many do we get, though?
That's six. Maybe two more guys. Just for good measure, I'd throw Hanson and Rowan there.
No, they're gone. Remember, they're gone.
Are they?
Oh, Adam Cole. And I would put Roderick in it.
Oh, okay.
That would be my money in it.
I'd put, instead of Roderick, I'd put Kyle O'Reilly.
Okay, Kyle O'Reilly.
Going with that Triple H frustration, I'm really hoping they don't bring Undisputed Era up just to, you know, keep him as cool guys. Ooh, what did I do?
Cool guys. All right, what else do you have?
Next question. Yeah. Who is going to, from Victor Redmond, who is going to shock everybody by showing up in AEW out of nowhere in the next 12 months? I'm going to say Moxley.
Okay.
What about you?
Moxley
yeah.
is one. Let me think about this. So what WWE, where's the question? I want to read this again.
Ooh, Velveteen.
I want to read this question again. Where was it?
Eric brought up a good point. Johnny Wrestling is the champ. Why would he be in the money? Why not?
Take the title off of him.
This is my fantasy.
All right. Give me the question again. Read me that question.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Who's going to shock everybody by showing up in AEW out of nowhere in the next 12 months?
Marty.
Okay.
Marty will go. Marty. And I'm going to say Moxley.
Moxley.
CM Punk.
Luke Harper.
Well, he's locked in forever.
That's true. Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Brothers, I'm here. Wait, where am I?
Where am I?
He just shows up at the building thinking he was booked for a WWE
show.
I saw
wrestling. I thought it was me.
I saw my name in lights. I saw my name on the Goodyear blimp.
What else do we have?
Let's see. Who suffers the most from the AEW deal? Impact, ROH, or MLW?
ROH.
Yeah, ROH, definitely.
I think ROH because MLW's like there, but they don't have... they're not getting hurt by this.
That's the thing, too. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
It might create more like, oh, I'm kind of into this other wrestling. What else is there? Impact is fine right now.
Right.
ROH probably will suffer the most.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of taking their thunder away. But what happens to New Japan? Who do they work with next year? 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Do they just say, yeah, you know what? We're going to work with AEW.
I feel like that's more of a possibility, especially since they have all their guys that they already know that they've worked with before, you know? They're the cool guys.
Listen, also selling, you know, doing that building in Dallas for them and selling like 4,000 tickets.
Yeah.
And it's been dead. They're not selling anything.
Well, here's the other thing. ROH definitely suffers because the big foible on their part was not attaching their name to All In.
For ROH.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if they attach the name to All In, then I feel like things would have worked out the same, but I think Ring of Honor would have had a little more prestige going forward because they're at the whim of Sinclair right now, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to like, oh, you guys put on that show? That show looked awesome. Yeah. Here's this TV deal, you know? So I think if it said like, you know, All In brought to you by
Ring of Honor,
well, presented by Ring of Honor or whatever.
Well, they kind of corrected it on that, yeah, on that MSG show.
Right.
Hey, did you watch it on TV?
Yes.
Okay. I have yet to watch it. I only watched it. It looked so different.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't it look like...
The only thing I didn't like is that they changed a lot of the music on the stream.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, for rights.
Did they?
Yeah, okay. It sucks. But like the Muda thing was so awesome watching it on the TV, but also
that's my
live,
Muda, by the way.
Yeah. Ooh.
I can't believe we got to see Muda in our lives.
I know. Muda and Liger.
You know, we'll never see that ever again. It's
so good. Okay. Let's see. Let's do another. Would you notice if Bray Wyatt replaced one of the members of Slipknot for a concert with his new mask and look? That'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Slipknot thing. Give us one more question, and then we're going to say goodbye. And then we're going to go get drunk.
Yeah, that's pretty much what our afternoon's going to be like. Mm-hmm. I hope I answered all your questions today. With the
two thumbs down. Two thumbs down in us.
People don't like our answers.
Nobody likes us anymore. Okay. We're such bitter wrestling fans.
We are. That's what's happened.
We're such trolling.
ROH is fans. Already suffering. Yes, they've been losing a lot of their momentum. Would you notice? Yep. I think that's it. I think we're good with the questions.
All right.
All right, guys. Go to our website, gfqnetwork.com. Subscribe to us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. We do the show each and every week on Thursdays. And then it's posted. Suncast is going to be working very hard at posting this immediately.
Work harder, Suncast.
Immediately he's posting this.
You pay him, right?
I do pay him.
Okay.
Yes. Thank God.
I don't pay him.
Yeah, thank God. That's it.
All right.
I think that's it, right? Patreon.com/MadMenPodcast. MadMen Podcast on Twitter @AndrewZarian, BTC Rich. And that's it. We'll see you all next time. Take care.